You are now listening to Shh. Your ancestors are speaking.
Welcome back to my podcast. Today, we're going to finish out our segment on Castlevania Nocturne. And this segment, we're going to be talking about Sekhmet. She is an Egyptian goddess, mostly known as the daughter of Ra or the Eye of Ra. And the interesting part about it is before I even came upon the series, that's actually what kind of drew me in. I was scrolling down TikTok and I saw that not only were they talking about Yoruba gods or deities in this series, but they also were talking about Sekhmet, and Sekhmet is one of my goddesses. So I was never going to pass up an opportunity to channel her and talk about her because I believe a lot of people have certain aspects of her, but I don't think that we as a society look at her as a whole being. We kind of see her as either the goddess of death or the goddess of healing, and both are necessary. So let me give you a little bit of background on Sekhmet. As I said, she was the Eye of Ra or the daughter of Ra. Typically, as she appears, she is a tall, dark-skinned lady with feline features, pointed teeth, pointed claws. You typically see the snake headdress or the sun disc behind her with the feline features. She, during her life, was known as a caring goddess, but then once her death happened, the resentment of mankind happened. So when she was created, she was basically made to punish mankind. Ra was sick of people not honoring him, and nothing creates honoring a god like fear. So he sent Sekhmet down to quote unquote handle business. So as she went down, she really lost herself in the bloodlust, and the other gods started to complain and said, hey, if she continues to kill humans, we won't have anyone to worship us. So that's when Ra decides that he was going to take a little bit of human blood and mix it with alcohol or some kind of beverage that would cause her to sleep and fill the river with it. So as she approached the river, because she was so lost in her fury, she drank the river water and ultimately passed out. Now, in some myths, it says that Ra took part of her essence out, and that is why she's a balanced god now. Other people say that when brought back to Ra, she remembered who she was, and that reignited the balance. I don't think that particularly matters. What's more important is that because of that, she became a more balanced god and goddess. So in the series, you have this messiah vampire that wants the destruction of mankind. They believe mankind should be cattle and should be siphoned from slowly so they may continue to live forever. So the messiah vampire found the body and the heart of Sekhmet and consumed it and was able to channel her. Now, the interesting part about this is not the first time that this reference have been made about eating mummies. Actually, historically, the reason why we don't have a lot of mummies is because certain demographics of people would eat the mummies as a delicacy or thinking that they could have some of their power. So it's not a huge jump, and it's very interesting that they use that in the series. So in the series, it says that Sekhmet was broken up of three parts: the body, the soul, and the heart, which is interesting because it kind of connects to the Christ theory. If you look at it, the vampire was the Messiah to the vampires. And Annette would have been the rescuer or messiah to the humans. So it kind of brings up that same hero's journey that I've talked about before, where you have the hero and you have the antagonist, and both are necessary. So in the series, you have Annette begging after she went on the soul journey, got access through Papa Legba, you know, met Ogun, and Ogun cleared the way for her to find Sekhmet Sol. She is begging Sekhmet Sol to please help her save the humans. And at first, because of her resentment, she said, "Why should I?" And she said, "Don't you remember who you are? And you have this person claiming to be a god and using you for fury, and that's not who you are. You are both the healer and the destroyer." So that's when Sekhmet decides to channel through Annette, ultimately not thinking that she was going to be a good vessel because she was human. So you have Annette having to confront certain shadows within herself to become a proper vessel of Sekhmet, and fighting against herself in the background as Sekhmet operates through her and fights this messiah vampire. That part I thought was the most impactful, because I think that we typically either are completely war, or we're in the dark, or we're in the light. And I think it's a balance of both, that Sekhmet ultimately wants to break things down in order to rebuild it properly. I know we can all resonate with feeling as if our whole life is falling apart. I've talked about this before, in some way or form or another. I think I'm not here to compare other people's pain. I think everyone's pain is valid, but everyone can resonate, whether it be a big thing or a little thing, the feeling of having nothing and everything being taken away from you. But also, that is the cusp of everything being reborn. That is the Christ, you know, theory, that through his death, he was reborn and recognized as a true son of God. So the connection between, in this series, not only these gods and goddesses, but you have a demographic of people who use religion to abuse, to take away. There was a hierarchy in this series. You had the people of the church who were of an upper echelon, and you had the people that worked for them or the people of the village, and they were considered less than. And there were certain dealings between the upper echelon and the vampires, making agreements so that they wouldn't become cattle, but being okay with their people becoming cattle. And I think we can connect that with a lot of things that are happening in this world right now. A lot of higher power people are okay with us becoming cattle. And my question is, are you okay with becoming cattle, or will you use what's happening around you to amplify you and to make you into who you need to become? Are you going to be that victim, or are you going to be that victor? Something about Sekhmet is she has the power to burn everything away, but also has the power to heal. And each and every one of us has that same power, that with every person that we come in front of, we either can react to what they do to us, or we can use that and show people something different. Now, there is a saying, I know we've all heard it, when they go low, we go high, right? But I think that that's a great quote, but it also makes a lot of our response about someone else. The reason why we go high is because we're just high. We're just high. I mean, when someone is low, they are low. We are high because that represents who we are. When we are reactive to the things around us, it controls us. It becomes our master. So when you serve no master, you and your higher power are the only thing that matters. You are high because you are high. And that is what I believe Sekhmet truly represents. It's transmuting the things that happen around you and using it as preference or reference to what you need to do. Now, There is in the Dark Goddess book, or Dark Tarot Goddess book, a section I wanted to read off to everyone. It says, when Sekhmet appears, the situation challenges you to exert your utmost power and influence. Be strong, be mighty, be unapologetic. Devour your fears. Do not let small things trouble you now. Juice up your life. Drink in the sweetness. Play in the sun. Give your one precious life all of your blood, sweat, and tears. Let your passions roar. Make life beautiful and momentous. Own your rage, your outrage. Out the evildoers. Stillness and silence do not protect you. Ferocity does. But take care not to punish the innocent along the way. Remember, you have a sweet side. Burn away all the corruption that clings to your spirit by feeding your spirit what makes it whole and strong on the fire from within. That is who we are as a nutshell. Human beings are resilient. And I don't care where you come from. I don't care what your background is. Every group of people have stories in their lineage of overcoming oppression and using the scraps that are thrown at us and making something beautiful from it. That slaves were given what was less than or considered less than of a pig, and they made chitlins. They were given peanuts, and they made peanut butter. They were given watermelon, and it became a delicacy. That it doesn't matter what this life throws at you or what the upper power, upper echelon people want to give. It's how we take it and we make it work for us. You are no victim. And don't feed into the narrative of becoming a villain. Because when you are villainized, doing it within yourself, you become what you don't like the most. So use this to make you who you need to become. Overcome. If I have to offer any advice, it would be don't give up. Continue to fight. It is when we give up, all hope is lost. And find purpose. In finding purpose, nothing can ever stop you. So I appreciate everyone tuning in to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time out to understand Sekhmet and my connection to her. I welcome other people to connect to her. She is a very powerful goddess. I'm so excited to continue to bring you guys different gods and goddesses or just different other stories that I kind of connect to, especially with what's going on in the world. It gives, you know, different perspective into things. And I ask that you tune into the podcast next week to see what exciting new movie I'm going to be talking about. So thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Shh, Your Ancestors Are Speaking. Subscribe to the channel and click the follow button. For updates on current events, follow Smoothie Fox on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok.